Thank you. Any questions?
If I don't know the answer, I'm quite good at making it up. Those who were at my workshop yesterday actually would have seen some mandalas I made to image my journey, which might help. Yes, Peter.
Since the room isn't bursting with questions, can you tell us more about your personal journey?
How do you feel? Are you willing to listen? Oh, all right. I won't use my notes. I'll just speak off the cuff. I grew up in a family where there wasn't a lot of emotional support. My mother died when I was born, and my father was in the army. And although he married again, I was really, I suppose as I grew, I was looking for some place where I could be. I became a Catholic when I was in Germany as a schoolgirl. And at the age of 18, I entered a convent against fierce family opposition. And I'll tell you, the culture shock was just amazing. I mean, I couldn't get my head around it. And, but I thought, well, I told my father I wanted to be a nun, so I better hang on here. See, very holy reasons for me. But, I did. And once I got the habit, it did change, and I thought, this is what I want. But it was a very severe kind of formation, and there was very little individual help given. It was more like a training, I say, rather than a formation. As long as you learned how to do the right things, you'll be all right. So, and of course, anything like self-esteem was completely undermined. You know, because you were always told you were doing it wrong, that this wasn't the right way to go about things, blah, blah. So by the time I was asked to do some teaching, it was impossible, really. So, and I'd always wanted to be a Carmelite, and which is a close contemplative order. So I transferred to the Carmelites 12 years later, and it was a big change for me. And it made me face things in solitude because I'd had 12 years without any free time. We worked or were in community all the time. And it was very difficult in some ways because all my longing for a mother, longing for affection, my jealousy of the younger novices, like I'd been jealous of my younger sister, all this began to surface. I didn't know really how to cope with it. And yet I loved it. You know, I loved the life. I loved the other sisters. And I was also struggling so much on the human level. And I think for my vocation, it was a lack of understanding of the human side of things that was really the problem. And then this community, which was doing very well, made a foundation. It was a big community for a Carmel. And they made a foundation, and 2 years later they asked me to go there as a novice mistress. And I did. I went because I was trained in obedience, and I loved the woman who'd asked me to do this. I did it in a way for her sake as much as anything else. And in a small community of a different type, everybody was just too bloody good. Excuse my French. I just could not settle. But on the outwards, I had to settle. I was teaching the novices. But gradually I thought, I cannot. This is a cage for me. There's no way in which I can grow here. And I was on a counseling course. I went to a counseling course as novice mistress, and I came back and I thought, the man who'd taken this course, he can help me because he understood my vocation. And I didn't want to work with somebody who would just say straight off, well, if you live that kind of life, what can you expect but problems? I wanted somebody who could sort of understand. So I did work with him, and gradually all my past began to surface. Everything that I'd lived through, gone through, suffered, enjoyed too. But it was being able to talk to somebody who had no handle on my decision. If you talk to superiors, they have a vested interest in wanting you to stay, obviously, or to put things right for you to stay. It was the first time in my life that I was able to really access some of this and bring it out and put it forward. And I thought, what can I do? What can I do with all this? I've got to have some way to enable me to grow. And what came up was just by chance almost, I heard that the Carmelite friars were accepting women in Holland as part of the community. And of course they are, they do other work. They're active in the community. And I thought, I'm going to try. I'm going to ask about this. And I did. And the reply came back, well, there's a possibility that I could come to Aylesford. And when I said, I thought, I've got to do it. Because if I don't, if I said, well, I need more time to discern, I'll lose it. If I don't do it now, I won't get that chance again. So, because by this time I'd learned to trust myself in a new way, for the first time, trust myself without my superiors telling me, I took that risk. I took that enormous risk. And it was worthwhile. I didn't become integrated into the men's community. Thanks be to God when I look back now. but I was offered to live there as a solitary and develop my own way of life. So I did. And gradually I found a way of ministering, especially to people who were on the margins, people who were also in time moments of transition. I learned to sort of give retreats to, I'm a writer, an illustrator, and so on. So it was really a time of growing and changing, and I thought that was my new destination after my second journey, if you like. I thought that was my destination. And then just last year, I had a letter from the woman of my first community, the first Carmelite community, saying, you know, we'd like to invite you back to visit. And I hadn't been to visit because it would have been too painful. I'd been too happy there. But that was behind me. And I did, and that was something to which I did not feel I could go back to. So, but when I visited and went up looking in the choir, I thought, I belong here. This is where I really belong. And I'm ready for this life now in a completely different way. And I thought, well, they won't take me back now. I've been out a long time. I'm not a youngster, alas. But when I said first, it was no. And then within, yes. Yes, you can come back. And again, I thought, I can't put this off. I can't say, well, let me live a year or two with the thought and I'll see. But I must do it now. And so I had to finish one or two things for which I was obliged to do. Sort out a very small little flat, but goodness knows the mountain of stuff, even with one room or a couple of rooms that you seem to accumulate. Got rid of it all. And just before Christmas, I went back. And I felt, I know this place now. It's the same place, it's the same calling. But I'm seeing it, as it were, for the first time. I've come full circle.